And welcome back to Mobile Mornings here on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and joined again by Desi Tobias with Tobias and Comer Law. It's time for Law 251 with Tobias and Comer Law. And Desi, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good to see you again, Dalton, as always.
So last month, we were talking a lot about child car seat safety. Those children grow up and then... Now we're talking teen driving safety, and I know they stay your babies all the way through from, well, birth until they're probably far too old to call them babies anymore, but parents are worried about what their teens do when they're out there on the roads, and a lot of that training comes from the parents themselves as they teach these kids how to drive safely. It's incredibly important, and I'm sure you've seen a number of cases of teenagers who've been in terrible accidents.
Yeah, and that's true. I just remember back from my own days growing up, it seemed like all of us had an accident or two in us, and it was part of the experience of growing up. But, you know, the studies show that immaturity and inexperience, which is what you have with a teenager, are at fault here, and you got to understand that. You got to teach your children about this. Show them the example and be aware and make them aware that they need to drive safely, to progressively kind of bring them into it, to, you know, to show them and let them learn themselves with you there.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember exactly what it was like when I finally got that driver's license. I was on top of the world and I felt like nothing could hurt me. Fortunately, I didn't drive that way. But a lot of teenagers do, and sometimes you got to kind of pull back on those reins and say, hey, you need to live to see another day. Unfortunately, when I was growing up, if there were anyone around my age group that had a fatal accident, it was usually from driving, from car accidents. I know fentanyl is the thing now, but there, at least in my age group, there weren't as many drug overdoses. I knew quite a few people who died in accidents that probably could have been avoided.
That's right. I think the statistics show that the accident deaths are the greatest cause of death for teenagers in driving. And there are some things, I mentioned, the immaturity and inexperience. These days, the phones are ever present.
Oh, man.
Always texting, whatever. It's like part of their hand.
Yeah.
And so that they don't know about the seatbelts and how important that is. And it really is in terms of what happens in a crash and whether you walk away or not.
Yeah, I saw a stat. I think it was pulled from your website, TobiasComerLaw.com. For the year 2020, 52% of teen drivers who died weren't buckled in. I mean, you talk about one thing that is preventable is just snapping that seatbelt in when you get in the car. And I don't know if it's still maybe a peer pressure thing or what, but not buckling in, I mean, that's step number one when you get in.
Yeah, that is. You should never get in without that. And that's something that you can ingrain in teens that you know to let that be a certainty as part of their driving. And it is astounding about that. And we just hope by this and whatever that teens get the message and they can get through this period safely.
Yeah. You've taught some teens some driving. I will hopefully here in the next 14 years, I guess, or I guess it'd be 12 years from now, I'll be teaching a teenage driver. And I'm hoping that the cars will be, you know, self-driving at that point, so I don't have to worry about it. But that's probably not going to happen. So I will be teaching some teen drivers before long. And one that was passed down to me was about driving distracted. And very often you get some friends in there in the vehicle with you. If you try to load up the car, whoever's driving ends up paying attention to everything except the road in front of them.
That's right. One of the things that are recommended these days is to limit the number of passengers. We can remember doing it myself where you'd have so many people in there and you are certainly distracted and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's a big one for sure. And speeding also. I mean, the number of cases you've worked over the years, not just with teenagers, but speeding is probably involved often when you're talking about car accidents.
Yeah, speeding is. One of the things about cars I wanted to mention is that we do have this crash avoidance technology that is becoming more ever present in the cars. Mm-hmm. And that's that along with the side curtain airbags and the front airbags are really, really important. And as you're looking at a car, that's something to think about. But speeding is terrible, and that's a cause of a lot of what we see. I had a very close friend who is very well known to the community who died this weekend. The outpouring of grief for him has been amazing. Mm. He was a wonderful person. On his way to a bike ride early Sunday morning, crossing the crest of a bridge, and somebody came across the other side and hit him. He didn't have a chance.
Oh,
and I have to think that speeding was involved in that. Recklessness was involved in that. And that's what we can never know that's out there,
right,
are those things. You can control that if you're the one behind the wheel, and you need to think about that. You don't want to be that person that causes that tragedy.
Yeah. Wow. That is well said. And I hate to hear that about your friend. And there's been so many stories over the years. I mean, a lot of people listening right now have been personally affected by somebody driving the way they're not supposed to, and whether it's the phone in their hands or speeding, another one, drinking or driving while under the influence of drugs. I mean, that happens all the time.
It does. Of course, we know about drinking driving. What that shows us what can happen and what the penalties are for it as mm-hmm. well. Driving while tired or sleepy, they say that that's like impaired driving in a way. One of the things that always gets me about this time of year as we go into the football season, the holiday season, I had two cases in my career that were wrongful death cases arising out of motor vehicle accidents, and both of them involved post-Iron Bowl activities.
Really?
Yes. There was one, it was a pedestrian, somehow got involved with a car, but both were intoxicated, and it was tragic.
Oh, man.
That man who died had a little child, and we did all we could. But you can't change that. And the other case is one I've talked about here, the Sammy's case, where there was a death of an innocent child, an innocent person who was driving home from his job at Wendy's, and somebody who had left Sammy's decided he wanted to celebrate the Iron Bowl, so that's where he was going to go, and he had been drinking all day, and killed this young kid who, again, it's a permanent thing. That life was lost.
Yeah, it's an awful story, and it's something that you don't want to think about, but you need to think about those consequences before you get in the vehicle, and you need to pass those down to the teenagers as well. You know, Desi, you have all kinds of fantastic information on the website, TobiasComerLaw.com. It's where I got some of these stats for teen driving. But you've worked a number of cases over the decades you've been here in Mobile that span all kinds of things. If people want more information about Tobias and Comer Law, the website's great, but you also have a number.
Yeah, we have a number, 251-432-5001. You can go to TobiasComerLaw.com to obtain a lot of information, including a background of the lawyers and the kind of stuff we do, the kind of cases we handle. We handle across the spectrum in terms of personal injury, things such as product liability. I do a lot of maritime injury work, all those types of things that we handle.
Well, Desi, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Also, thanks for the work you and Brian and the rest of the Tobias and Comer crew do in the community. And most importantly, I think, thanks for coming in and telling me the stories I get to hear.
Well, thank
on
you.
And off air.
Dalton, I appreciate you and the role that y'all play in getting this information out there. It's always a joy to see you and a pleasure to work with you.
That's great. Desi Tobias, Tobias and Comer Law. And again, check them out online, TobiasComerLaw.com. And that does it for Mobile Mornings. Coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.